Okay, yesterday we did the sugya of Achrayas Torah Sofer. Before I do the next piece of Gemara, just to review briefly, in Achrayas Torah Sofer we said there are two ways to understand Achrayas Torah Sofer. Either that they spoke about Achrayas and the Sofer just made a mistake, and he didn't write it into Mishdar. That was one way to understand what went on, what we assume went on. And we call that Rashi Shita. And the second way was to say Achrayas Torah Sofer means that they didn't talk about it. But the Sofer should have automatically included Achrayas. It's something that should be an automatic part of Ishtar. And he made a mistake in Din. He didn't realize that La'alochi is supposed to include Achrayas and Ishtar. Those are the two ways that we spoke about yesterday. Achrayas to a cipher, either to toss that they neglected, they spoke about it and they neglected to write it in the Ishtar, or they didn't speak about it and they neglected to write it in the Ishtar. There's also a machlaikis rishayinim that I mentioned at the end of Shir, which is also a machlaikis the Mechaber and Ramah. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Yud Beis, and that's the Rambam Shita, says that when you have achrayis on anything, it's only on the things that you already own. If I sell you a field by achrayis, I'm achray only on other fields that I already own. If I borrow money by achrayis, it's only the shibud is only on things that I already own. Unless I say beferish that I'm a shabbat, the konu yuda akni. If I say beferish I'm a shabbat what I own or what I will buy, I could do that. But the Rambam sheet is that stama, it's only on the things that you own at the time that you borrow the money, or at the time that you sell the house, whatever the achrayas is. The Ramah, and that's the sheet of Sarajba, is no. It's stoma also, Achrayas Torah Sofer goes even on the akni, even on things that I will buy. That even on things that I, when I'm a shabbat myself, stamazai, if I don't speak it out beferish, whatever I'm a shabbat on things that I have and on things that I will buy. This is a machlaikis between Mechaber Ramah, Rambam Rashba. The Shach, and Kuf Yud Beis Aleph says a beautiful, makes a beautiful connection between the two types of Achrayas Torah Sofer, the thing I mentioned first today. And this machlaik is the Rambam and the Rashba. He says, very nice. He says there are two types of Achrayas Torah Sofer. The first type of Achrayas Torah Sofer, we said, is that we say, oh, they must have spoken about it, and they neglected to mention it. Why do we say that? We say that because of sorry, I should start with the second one. Okay, we start again. We said the second type first. The second type was even if they didn't speak about it, we say mistama, they meant achrayis. Okay, even if they didn't speak about it. Mistama, they meant achrayis. Why? Because loyshadi in yizuzi b'chdi, a person loyshadi yizuzi b'chdi. That means even if they didn't talk about it, stoma should include achrayis. Zakti shach, stoma they didn't talk about it. It should include achrayis. That's achrayis and what he has. It has nothing to do with the future. Loyshadi yizuzi b'zuzi b'chdi. I'm not going to give you zuzim with nothing. Chdi means nothing. So I want to have some achrayis. So when I want to have achrayis, the stoma achrayis is the smaller amount. The achrayis is what you have already. Because there's no hechruch to say anything more than that. Because that's not like shadi zuzi b'chdi. Shadi zuzi is you want something, some guarantee. So when the person didn't talk about it, they didn't talk about achrayis. Just achrayis to a cipher is that it's automatic. That automatic is only on things he already owns. In a case where they did talk about it, the borrower did say, and the lender did say that we want to do this deal with achrayis, and then the sofer just neglected to write that. but there was a discussion of it. If there was a discussion of it, then the stoma is that he wants more, that he wants a full achrayus. Assign what he already has, assign what he will have. So depending on what the situation, what the case of achrayus tos sefer is, it could be like the Rambam or the Rashba. If it's an achrayus tos sefer, where they didn't talk about a bechlal, the Shah says you get the smaller amount. Where it's achrayus tos sefer, where they spoke about it, where the person made sure to speak about it, that he wants to be sure, but obviously we don't know what achrayus he spoke about. Maybe the sefer left it out. So that type of achrayus tos sefer, that will be even on the acne.
Who said, right? We have a machlokes. What happens if they don't discuss it? So some understand that even if they didn't discuss it, we assume it is achrayus. Some people say, no, that's not enough. They have to talk about it. But the bottom level is you have to talk about it. So if the bottom level is you have to talk about it, it should be the bottom level of achrayus. And Rashi himself uses the lashon of the loishah, the Yiddish Jews in the big field. But he suggests that Rashi went with the other sheep.
It's true. The Shach is making a hachra. He's not saying this is Kavanas, Rashi and the Ritva. He's making a hachra between the two. He's saying if we're going to accept, and we do accept, that even if they say nothing, that it's achrayus tos sefer, we know for sure they said nothing. We pass achrayus tos sefer anyway. So that's because we give him the minimum if he didn't talk about it. So we give him the minimum. Mashiach came, if he spoke about it, where he didn't have to. That indicates something more. That's where we assume he wanted. The stoma is that he wanted the maximum. It's a hachra. No, he uses lashon hachra. Hachra usually means it's hachra between the mouth. Okay. Amar Abaye. Learn a new piece of Gemara. Ruvein shemocha sada l'shimin b'achrayis. Erev Purim. Who could talk about selling fields by achrayus? Huh? Let's try. Ruvein shemacha sada l'shimen b'achrayus. Ruvein sold a field to Shimon b'achrayus, meaning he guaranteed the field. Uba bal chayv de Ruvein v'katorif le'minei. Ruvein's bal chayv is getting. Does Ruvein have any money, any fields of his own? Obviously not. If Reuven would have Bnei Charin, if he would have regular fields, the Bachayv couldn't take it. So Reuven is a poor man. He doesn't know anything.
According to Machlokes, he could have fields, just not fields that he had new fields.
No, Bnei Charin, the new fields are Meshuggah. It's the new fields only if you sell it. Yeah. Yeah, if a person has Bnei Charin, he always has to give up to Bnei Charin first. Amar Abaye, Reuven Shemachsav Lashimim Bachrais. Uba Bachayv do Reuven Katar Flamine. So now he's coming to take it. So now there's a din Torah between the Baal Chayv and Shimon. Reuven's out of it. Reuven owns nothing. So the Baal Chayv, the Reuven, is now having a din Torah with Shimon. Dina hu dozel Reuven, u'mishtoi dina b'hadei. Reuven could go, if he wants a taina, what would he taina? Mistami taina perua, or some other way that he should be potter. So dina hu dozel Reuven, u'mishtoi dina b'hadei. V'loi batzi yomalei v'la bal devarim didiyat. He says, look, I'm not a lav bal devarim. I am a bal devarim because it's nagah to me too. And the Ikin Yamri says, after the shalai b'achrayis. Even if he sold the shalai b'achrayis, nami, domalei lo nichali, delahavi shimit harumas alai. Shimon's going to have tainus on me. I wasn't sure here. Shimon's right to have tainus on him or wrong to have tainus on him? Reuven sold Shimon a field. He told him right away, we're selling the shalai b'achrayis. I don't guarantee anything. Could be that you're going to lose the field. He told him right away, you know, I owe people money, could be you're going to lose it. So when Shimon loses it, he has a right to have tarumas. I wasn't sure if this Gemara means that he has a right to have tarumas. Or you could say tarumas, even tarumas that are not right. So why will he have tarumas? He still feels bad, he lost his money. Why should have tarumas at all? So then,
what are the
tarumas? Sure, tarumas means complaints. Yes, complaints. Well, it's not comfortable having someone has time to do.
No, what I'm saying is, even though we made a deal, shalom b'achrayis, obviously I was anticipating that I was going to get to keep it at least for.
Certainly hoping that I was going to get
it. Hoping so, but either which way, you're still going to be upset at that, even though we made the deal, shalom b'achrayis.
So we're worried about Tarumas that are Shalaikadin.
Ruvain is allowed. We're not us. Ruvain is saying,
I say, but it's a legitimate Taina.
Even if it's
an illegitimate Tarumas, it's still a Taina that I don't want somebody to have Tarumas on.
Especially if it's not for
a funny kind of Tarumas.
One thing if it was true that I have to owe him the money, is he's not going to take it away. So then, okay, even though it's true, but here if I can stop it, even illegitimate Tarumas, if I can stop it, I don't.
All right, so let's say even illegitimate tarumas. You also on the Gabadav, you don't want someone to have illegitimate tarumas against you. Interesting Muslim. But okay, so the Gemara says that that's okay. So Tysus asks, Tysus Dina asks, what's going on here? What can Reuven possibly tie that Shimon that we wouldn't tie for Shimon anyway? And he says, if you have krivim that are krivim to Reuven and rechaikim l'Shimon, ain laima Tysus says that the krivim to one and rechaikim to another. It's the puzzle anyway. The puzzle anyway. They have to be, the Eidim have to be Rechaikim from Reuven and from Shimon. So Tosis has, I think, three Terutzim. The one Nafkamina is Raya Achrayna. Shimon said, I'm not going to have no more Rayas. Reuven could bring Rayas. Second Nafkamina was Gilgal Shvua. That if Reuven has the ability to Gagal Shvua, give Gagal Shvua. And the third is that Ene Mei is Panim. Person, the nature of a person is that you don't lie to someone in his face. It's easier to lie to him behind his back than in front of his face. So, if Reuven knows it's Perua, Shimon will be reluctant to deny it in front of Reuven. This is the Bachai will be reluctant to deny it in front of Reuven, so Reuven can come to Bez and he's a Baltavar. That's the Ma'aseh Shahar. The Ketzais. Ask a kasha from this taisus, and a tais similar taisus in Ksubis that in the end of taisus it says in brackets, Ainoi taisus Ksubis, saying similar taisus. On a rule in Shulchan Aruch, there's a very surprising rule in the Mechaber and Simen Lamed Zayin Sif Yud. The Mechaber says that if Reuven's a poor man. And he has no money. He could say Eidus about something, which if he had money, it would be negayah to him. And if he'll get money later, it'll be negayah to him. But because he's poor, he has no money, he's nishnegayah. He has no degiyas to it. So in such a case, he says a person could say Eidus. L'shemi yis asher loy chashina. It's like a funny lashon in the Shulchan Aruch. It says, Shami Yisasha Loi Chayshina. We're not Chayshish that a person will get rich. If he's poor, the Lashon seems to say, we assume he'll stay poor. I'm talking about poor, he doesn't even have anything to pay back with, to pay a Chayv with. If a person right now is not Negeya, we're not Chayshish he'll get rich. I'll tell you the case that it's referring to. The case is that it's above a Basra Daf Mem Dalid. And the case there is that somebody sold a field shalei b'achrayis, and the loiva, the balchayv, is coming to take it away from the person he sold it to. And the Reuven, the person in the Agamar was Reuven, the borrower, is going to say Eidus to help the balchayv be able to collect the field. Reuven sold the field to Shimon. And he borrowed money from the Baal Chayv. Now he sold the field Shalai Bachrayas. That means that the field gets taken, nothing. He sold the field Shalai Bachrayas. And the Baal Chayv is coming. The Baal Chayv is saying, okay, I'm going to take you in this field. Could he say Eidus, Reuven, that this field was taka my field and it's Meshubit to the Baal Chayv? What do you think? You follow? Reuven borrowed money, and then he sold the field. Shalei b'achrayis. If it gets taken away, he loses nothing. He's not negei abedot. And now, they're calling him to say, hey, this is it true that that field that you sold was your field, and it's achrayi to the Baal Chayv? He said, come take it. And say, yes, it's true. The field I sold, it's achrayi to the Baal Chayv, and the Baal Chayv should get it from the person I sold it to. Is he kosher to say that, Eidus? Well, what do you think? Huh? Could he say that Eidus? Why not? So Gemara Yitzhak says, why not? Why can't he say the Eidus? So the Gemara says that with Chayshish, that he doesn't want to be a loiver rush of a lo yishalim. Like, he borrowed money from someone, he's not going to pay him back. See, he has negius because he's going to be a loiver rush of a lo yishalim if the person can't get the field. So Gemara says he's possible. But Tosis asks, what are you talking? That's why he's possible. He's negabed over. If I owe someone money, let's say I owe someone money. If he doesn't take the field, what's going to happen tomorrow morning? I still owe him the money. Right? I mean, I still owe him the money. I borrowed $1,000 from someone. If he doesn't get that field, I still owe him the money the next day. And the next day and the next day. For the rest of my life, I'm going to owe him the money. If I ever, ever make money, he's going to take it from me. Zaktaisris chidashatzim. That for that, I could still say Eidus. As long as right now Reuven is a poor man, so the Baal Chayiv can't get money from him because he has no money. So settling his Chayiv, he's not a Negev Be'edus. To settle his own Chayiv, he owes money to Reuven, to Shimon, to the Baal Chayiv. The Baal Chayiv is going to get the karka and settle the Chayiv. And he's not a Negev Be'edus for that. It's a Mavel Arayin. And it's brought down the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch passes this way. That if an Ani owes someone money, he could say Eidus to help the person collect. He's not considered being a Negev Eidus because he's not paying anyway. He has no money. So Dover HaMavil, that you're not a Negev Eidus to something that's not Negev to you this minute. So the Ktzais calls this din in Shulchan Aruch Neged HaSeichel and Neged Yashvus, he calls it. How could it be? Say Eidus about you owe someone money and you're going to get your chayv dismissed through your Eidus and you're not going to get Eidus because you don't have the money anyway to pay. But for the rest of your life, you'll be off the chayv. So he considers it a very, very difficult concept to understand. And he talks, yes, from our Gemara that it's a Saisa tower, at least certainly our Taisis. It says, other Eidim or Kroivim, Ruvein, or Chaykum, Shimon can't say Eidus. Stiritas. Is that a Ktzais really has an Arichus to answer it? Arichus is not for Erev Purim. The bottom line we'll talk about. Ktzais has a Yisayid in many places in the Ktzais HaChayish. The Yisayid is a nice Yisayid. He says, why is Negev Be'edus possible? The Torah said, if you're Negev Be'edus, you're possible. You know why? Everyone thinks it's a Chashash, you lie. Shash Meshaker, if I'm the Negev Eidus, I'll lie. He says, Ktzais says, no. It's not true. We're not Chayshish, people are going to lie for money. The Torah wasn't Chayshish that people are going to lie for money. Ktzais says, Chiddish. He says, Minat Torah, there's no Chayshish, a person's going to lie for the money. Just because you're a Karev to yourself. Adam Karev eats a lot of money. It's Xeris HaKasiv, you can't say Eidus on Kraivim. Since you can't say Eidus on Kraivim, that's why you can't say Eidus about yourself. But it's not because we're afraid you're going to lie for the money. We're not chayshish you that you're gonna a person gonna lie in Beis Din just for money. Not chayshish such a thing. Shash b'shaker. He says the reason you can't say Eidus about yourself is because you're a karev. That's the hope soul. And he teichin su that in two or three places in the Ktzais and other places he built up such a yisayid that the psul of a negev bedaver is because of adam karev eitzalatz. Lefizeh, Zaptik Tzais. There's a difference between the Gemara and Bava Basra and our Gemara. We're not chayshish a person's going to lie for the money. But a person can't say this about himself. In our Gemara, what is Reuven tainik? Right, Shimon is going, the Baal Chayv is going to Shimon to get the karka. Reuven is going to come in and say parati. That's our Gemara. He's saying parati. Parati, he's saying this about himself. I paid. To say parati, to say this about yourself, you're a karev eitzalatzma. You can't say Eidus. Masha'en Kain, the Gemara Bava Basra, what's he coming to say Eidus? He doesn't say parati. Gemara Bava Basra was a case where he borrowed money, he sold the field Shalei Bachrayis, and the Baal Chayiv wants to go get the field. When the Bachayv goes and gets that field, what's he saying Eidus? He's saying Eidus that the field Shimon has is Meshubet to the Bachayv. He's not saying anything about himself. Indirectly, he's going to gain money from it. But we're not chayshish that he's going to lie for the money. So since we're not chayshish, he's going to lie for the money, there's no psul. The psul is only when he says Eidus about himself, because of the chashash, because of Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmai. The chashash meshaker that we don't have. The Tzai says, Min HaTorah, a person can be paid to say Eidus. You can pay someone to say Eidus for you. It's not a psul. Which we're paying?
You pay
the judge to go and test it. Yeah, and the Sivis is on this Ketzais. The Ketzais writes in three places that you could pay somebody to say this for you. You pay someone to say this. So the Sivis says that's only okay if you pay him whether he says for you or against you. Then he can be masked to the Ketzais. But if you're only going to give him the money if he says for you, he says he doesn't understand the Ketzais. So it sounds like it could, in any case. Yeah, Ketzais' lashon is when that chayish should presently be mishaker for money. So, at any rate, this is the Ketzais' yisaid. Earlier in the year would be a yisaid we spend more time on, but at least for now, to know that it answers our taisus.